USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr is sending federal riot teams to Washington, D.C. and Miami to give local law enforcement agencies some help in handling the violent George Floyd riots that are taking place. Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky calls this a time of great pain and unrest in America.
Americans from coast to coast have been grieved and horrified by the killings of three African-American citizens, Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, Breonna Taylor in my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, and George Floyd in Minneapolis. In no world whatsoever should arresting a man for an alleged minor infraction involve a police officer putting his knee on a man's neck for 9 minutes while he cries out, "I can't breathe," and then go silent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
University of Alabama professor Sarah Parcak is receiving backlash after on Twitter she launched a series of tweets instructing protesters on how to successfully pull down monuments as rioters torched the nation's capital over the weekend. The professor, firing off more than a dozen tweets with instructions on how to topple things such as the Washington Monument. One of those arrested at a George Floyd protest over the weekend is the daughter of that city's mayor. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's 25-year-old daughter is one of the hundreds of protesters arrested over the weekend in the Big Apple. Ciara de Blasio was reportedly with a group of protesters who were blocking traffic on Saturday night on Broadway, arrested after reportedly refusing to move. The area was a weekend hotspot for protesters throwing bottles and fighting with officers. Reports are she never told police that she's the mayor's daughter.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the riots and looting that are happening across the United States, Republican Congressman, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says peaceful protests are the way to go, not the rioting and looting that we're seeing all across the country.
You know, it's very disturbing. This is not in the spirit of Martin Luther King or my colleague John Lewis, who I've marched with in Selma. If we really want to be able to honor George Floyd and his memory, peaceful protest is the way to do it. I encourage all who wants to work to solve this problem, who wants a more perfect union. This isn't the answer. This is not the solution. This is destroying communities. This is putting fear into one another. This is not honoring his memory or those others who have been harmed. I think we need a more peaceful solution to solve this problem.
Jeremiah Ellison, the son of Minnesota Democratic Attorney General Keith Ellison and a Minneapolis City Council member, declared on Sunday his support for Antifa, the left-wing anarchist group accused of driving the violent protests sweeping across the country. Ellison saying in a tweet, "I hereby declare officially my support for Antifa." The tweet came shortly after President Trump said the United States would designate Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. For more news, remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.